Buckingham Green. The children saw the eye. If you hadn't guessed, that was the band Ween, the lovable weirdos of the alternative rock world, from their sixth studio album that was from The Mollusk, and that was the track Buckingham Green. This is something I just found out that I just found out now by looking up that band. Apparently this album inspired, and you might already know this, the famous, extremely popular TV series SpongeBob SquarePants. More specifically, a track from their album The Mollusk, Ocean Man, which you might be more recognizable with. It's one of their most popular songs. It's inspired the creators, one of the main writers, Hillenburg's creation of the show before he left. And yeah, there's nothing more unique, I think, than that album. I just found them out. They also have an album called Quebec, but I was like, oh, cool. Like, is this band Canadian? Why is it called Quebec? Like, what's this? And no, all I could figure out was that they just liked the word. I was a little disappointed by that. I love when artists and bands have lore, have stories to their songs, but I also love it when they don't. And I think that this one description of how Ween and SpongeBob is connected is because they both bring appreciation to the absurd, which reminds me very much of my class this semester in photography, learning about surrealism again, and just thinking about why getting weirded out, seeing weird things is important. Gotta keep us on our toes, gotta remind us that there's more perspectives, there's more stuff out there. And I really like this. Ween, I think, is a great new band that I'm just discovering. The Mollusk, once again, that was the band, an ocean-themed album. And that was my last track for this alternative set. Now we're getting into our usual punk music to end the show today, to send you out on a high-energy note to pump you up. This will be starting off with Girl Jockey. I think, let me double check where they're from. Yes, they're also from LA, and they describe their album as being a handheld, a secret told, and a proof of life. Girl Jockey's first confession. Since this is their first self-titled debut album called Girl Jockey, I'll be playing you guys the track Bleed, and I hope you enjoy it. Following that will be a band called Military Gun, from an album called God Save the Gun. And the artists describe this as kind of using their personal trauma into a marketing hook for this album and being okay with it, if not provoking it, since the album is described as starting with a confession that he's been slipping up as frontman Ian Shelton roars. I'll be playing you guys the track from this album, Kick, as well. It's a good one. And after that will be one of my favorite punk bands as well, Scowl. I love them. They're awesome. From their album, Ari Angels. But I'll talk more about them in a bit after a short promo for a show that happens tomorrow. Yes. No, sorry, not tomorrow. Thursdays. We've got Free Voices coming up. It's a great show, a great host. Hope you're enjoying the show so far right here on CJSF and get excited for Girl Jockey coming up next after this.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
Said you was running when I woke up this morning. They said you was running without any warning. So I called up your mother to see if you had left me. She said there was a new girl, a new girl out to get me.
Yeah. circle, yeah, I'm swimming around the train. Try to find a river, but I think I found a lake. Now I'm swimming in a circle, yeah, I'm swimming around a drain. But I try to find a river,
every
but
day,
I think I found a lake.
You know,
now I'm swimming in a circle,
mental,
yeah, I'm swimming
death
around a drain.
What?
But I try to find a river, but I think I found a lake.
That was the American punk band Scowl from the latest album, Are We All Angels? And that was the track Haunted. I've played this song before. I love this band, Scowl. The vocalist, Kate Moss, as well, is amazing. And they are not struggling, but they're definitely fighting the punk discourse as well, as people try to strip away and attack them for the style of their music and claim that they aren't punk, but in the way that they describe it is that they are deeply committed to carrying the ethos of punk and its sense of community. And at their core, we are a punk and a hardcore band, regardless of how the song shifts and changes. This album, Are We All Angels, was a highly anticipated follow-up to their debut, 2021's How Flowers Grow, and they describe that the end of this and the meaning of this album is that it asks the questions of, is this all there is? It's about the personal struggle between good and evil. It doesn't matter how good or bad you are. There are systems that will try to rewrite your narrative no matter what you actually do, as explains Moss. And that the reality is you aren't defined by your feelings. You are defined by what you do and how you treat people and connect with the world is kind of the philosophy of this album. And that was my second to last song for you guys today. I have one more for you from a trio from in Calgary. They are called Woodhawk, some punk metal to send you out today from their album Love Finds a Way. I'll be playing you guys the song Strangers Ever After. And they are a band that is described as being able to craft anthemic, fist-pumping songs while foregoing tired stoner rock cliches. And as this is my last live broadcast of 2025, I just want to say thank you so much to all of you who listen and supported the station this year. You are what makes us able to keep bringing you independent, diverse, and yours, personally made for you programming. To everyone who participated in Fun Drive, everyone who tunes into my shows, I appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful for you. And I hope you come back in 2026 for more great stuff, because we've got some great stuff coming for you guys. We're going to keep making awesome things, stay independent, stay alternative, and keep building our amazing community here. So enjoy this last song by Woodhawk, Strangers Ever After, and see you next time in the new year, 2026, CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye.